This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you got to get involved in the conversation. Again, I don't care whether it's me or whatever show you decide to listen to, although I don't know why you wouldn't want to listen to this one. You know, just saying. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just totally being involved in the conversation. I got to tell you, the if you head up to the website, you can buy the book, you can buy the coffee mugs, you can buy the shirts. Every bit of that helps keep the show on the air. Because as you heard with Diamond and Silk, now I don't have 1.5 million followers yet. If you guys would get off your butts and get it done, I would. But they have 1.5 million followers on Facebook, for instance. And when they go live, if they wait just a couple of minutes for people to kind of catch up, they should quickly have 30, 40, 50, maybe even more, 60,000 viewers, watchers, or whatever. They should easily get 10 or 15% easy in front of people on Facebook, so at least it ends up in somebody's feed. And the last thing they did on Facebook I watched, they had five. No, not 5,000. Five. When they first went on, after the first 15 minutes, that was five. And over a period of a couple of days, they got to about 35, 40,000. I want you to think about that. Give that some thought. There's no way in God's creation that people aren't being throttled. There's no way in God's creation that things aren't being funneled. We were just talking about this during the break. Sam said she had a video up on the YouTube. And it got 2 million views in the first couple of days. And after that, even though it was still sitting on that channel that it was on, you couldn't find it. It was almost impossible to find. Because it dealt with something that YouTube didn't want to deal with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. So, hearings were held, and Sheila J. Lee was talking to Diamond and Silk about what went on recently with Facebook. Now, the first time I listened to it, I'm thinking, this is an Onion story. This is not real. This is a funny ha-ha, right? But it's not. I want you to take a listen to how the hearing went down.
Ms. Hardaway, my understanding is that you received the now infamous email from Facebook, the email calling your space page unsafe on April 8, 2018?
No. That was not April the 8th.
I love
we
her.
We received that on April the 5th, 2018.
Now on April 11th, you appeared on the Ingram Angle on Fox News to discuss this matter. The host, Laura Ingram, asked, did you...
Jackson Lee watches the Ingram Angle? I'm amazed. I'm shocked. I'm surprised.
He appeared on the Ingram Angle on Fox News to discuss this matter. The host, Laura Ingram, asked, did you get contacted by Facebook and has this been reversed? Had you been contacted by Facebook?
We was contacted via Twitter on April the 12th.
You responded, we have not been in communication with Facebook. We have not been contacted. We have not spoken to any.
I want you to think about this. Listen to the dates. Don't get caught like Jackson Lee. I want you to listen to the dates. Because this is like funnier than funny. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Because I'm always amazed at how, I'm trying to be nice about it, how dull these people can be. Seriously dull.
Anyone over the phone.
That's true. We had been in contact with them. We haven't spoken to anyone over the phone.
Right. They said it was in direct communications with us, and we had not been in direct communication.
But did you, on that show, say that you were not contacted?
We were not contacted. We was contacted on the 12th. We was contacted on the 12th via Twitter.
Now, she is winding up now. And thank you, Jesus, that she doesn't have, like, a baseball in her hand, because I think she'd knock out Jackson Lee just to try to knock some common sense into her. I can't believe that we are, about a minute into this conversation. And Jackson Lee still can't line up dates. This is the woman who said that the Constitution has lasted almost 400 years now. Okay? I mean, just, I could go on and on with her, but I don't want to take anything away from this.
Twitter.
All right. So are you saying that you did not lie on that show, or you did lie?
We did not lie on that show. We did that show on the...
Ooh, you gonna call me a liar, woman? Here it comes.
11th. We was contacted by Twitter on the 12th, by Facebook on the 12th via Twitter. And when we looked in our verifies, there they were.
Is it your testimony today that as of April 11th, when you went on Ms. Ingram's show and said that Mr. Zuckerberg had lied about trying to contact you, that Facebook never reached out to you or Ms. Richardson about this issue?
Mark Zuckerberg said that they was in direct communication with us. But like they had spoken to us. They did not do that.
Did you get information from Zuckerberg or
Notice
Facebook?
Notice she's twisting.
No.
Any means of communication?
No.
You just said you got it through Twitter.
We got it through Twitter on the 12th, on April the 12th.
On that thing.
Hold on for a moment, Ms. Jackson. Don't try to mince my words. Let me explain to you this here. April the 5th, 2018. They took and they deemed us unsafe to the community and told us it wasn't appealable.
Have you got
that was April the
and
April the 12th.
Okay. What part of this are you not understanding, woman? I mean, think about this. And trying to twist the words. Trying to twist the words around. So, did you lie or didn't you? Well, let me see. Facebook did not directly reach out to us. They didn't call us. Okay? And when I went on the Ingram Show on the 11th, they still hadn't called us because we didn't get it until the 12th. I guess in Sheila Jackson's world, the 12th comes before the 11th. And you people in Texas, you keep electing her. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
And I'm okay, everybody but me.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, and yes, I am proud to be an American. Hopefully you are too. Seriously. I got to tell you something. I am so tired. You know, Rick, I was listening to a piece by Rick Green. Go check him out at Wall Builders, or rickgreen.com really is where to go. But I've been listening to some of his patriotic pieces, and he said just before 9/11, he would be at different events and, you know, talking about how great it is to be an American, how great America was and all this. And he said, you know, not the majority, but a lot of people would say to him, what's so great about being an American? What's so great about being a U.S. citizen? And it used to frost him because he, frankly, didn't really have an answer, as I would assume that a lot of us don't have. And he decided at that point, or one point, to go study and learn and be able to rapid fire why being an American, why being, you know, part of this wonderful country is such a big deal. So, you know, if you ever want to get excited about being an American and not just listen to a song and get excited, but actually know why it's okay and right to be excited to be an American, go grab some, hop onto rickgreen.com and check it out. Seriously. So, Diamond and Silk, again, as I said before, they've got a following. I don't care whether you like them or not, they've got a following. And I love the fact that, you know, and I like to believe I'm like that. There's no filter on them. Whatever comes to their mind, whatever they believe to be true, and not crazy stuff, but whatever they believe to be true, they're not afraid to say it. And the thing I like the most about it, you know, here's Sheila Jackson Lee, and, you know, they always play, and we've seen it, so I'm not afraid to say it, they play the race game. Now, if there was a white guy sitting in that chair, two white women going against Sheila Jackson Lee, it would have been because they were racist, right? And God forbid it was an old white guy. You know, he would have been done for. But here's two successful, smart, hardworking African-American women. It's even sad that I have to use the identifier, but pushing back on Sheila Jackson Lee. What is she going to say? I want her to go down the hall, teed off, calling them racist or whatever. We have, you know, we need more of them, and we need more people like Trey Gowdy. You know, Trey Gowdy in a hearing, or was watching the interviews with Comey, and the guy just, I mean, for a man that was in the FBI, for a man that worked at catching people tripping themselves up or lying in under oath, the guy doesn't seem to know how to keep from lying when he's being interviewed. I mean, really, he's hung himself in several ways. Take a listen. Maybe. It always helps when you turn the volume on, right?
I'm probably biased. Well, I am biased towards law enforcement. Go ahead and run out the lead. The challenge then becomes when you are going to spy on an American citizen, it needs to be more than a lead. You need to have probable cause and make all proper representations to the court. The other thing I will tell you, Tucker, that I learned tonight is Jim Comey has a definition of the word leak that no one else has. What he says is a leak is what the rest of us call a felony. Leaking is disclosing a confidential conversation, which is exactly what he did.
Amazing. These people are just amazing. And it never stops. You know that. It never stops. And Comey's not going to quit this anytime soon. He wants to sell a book. You know, it's a bestseller. It's doing so well. Well, is it doing better than it? You know, I'd like to know, really compare it to some real serious hardcore conservative books and see how it does. How it does. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, so let's keep going with this. Or this line of thought, if you would. Because when it gets down to it, Comey's going to be doing these interviews till, I don't know, till he runs out of steam or they put handcuffs on him. One of the two things. And when you look at what he's doing, what he's pushing, what he's trying to get across to people, he is trying to save his butt. Could you think? Or am I, like, way off here? Comey's trying to get you to buy into, you know, that he did everything right. And even though he handed a piece of classified information to someone, it's okay because he didn't actually hand it to the paper. He handed it to, can you imagine sitting in front of the FBI, the head of the FBI, and trying to tell him, okay, I know leaking is when the paper prints information classified information that you've given them, but I didn't give it to them. I gave it to Uncle Frank and told him to go give it to them. So you want Uncle Frank. You don't want me. And they actually believe that stuff. I should say he believes it. Now here, and I don't give Anderson Cooper a lot of credit for anything, but here he's with Anderson Cooper, and Anderson Cooper nails him. I think. Come on.
You did leak memos. I mean, is it okay for somebody at the FBI to leak something, an internal document, even if it's not classified? Isn't that leaking?
Well, there's a whole lot wrong with your question, Anderson. First, I didn't leak memos. I asked a friend to communicate the substance of...
Yeah, the biggest part of what's wrong with your question, Anderson, is you've nailed me and I don't know what to do.
One unclassified memo...
Whether you...
Can I finish for a second?
Sure, okay.
One unclassified memo to the media...
Of course. That's how it works in this game, right? Anyway, until it comes back on, until they stop, you know... yeah, see? Done. There you go. I love when that happens. Anyway, so he's in the middle of this interview. Or he's in this interview, and you can see that he gets poked a few times by Anderson. But Anderson's not being a jerk. Anderson is honestly saying, like...
You did leak memos. I mean, is it okay for somebody at the FBI to leak something, an internal document, even if it's not classified? Isn't that leaking?
Well, there's a whole lot wrong with your question, Anderson. First, I didn't leak memos. I asked a friend to communicate the substance of one unclassified memo.
Whether you
can I finish for a second?
Sure, okay.
One unclassified memo to the media.
We're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe McKee, your host.
Really
always
important.
A pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We're going to try to get through this, but man, he can't handle it. I can't believe he was the head of the FBI. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Let's keep the dancing down to a bare minimum, please. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do. Tomorrow night, I'm giving away a flag, an American flag made here in America. That's right, right here in the United States. Made here in America. Everything is stitched. It's not one of those printed, cheapy, made in China. It might be made in America, but, man, it's bad stuff. What a real flag. And somebody told me you should open one up. And, like, what? First of all, most of you listen to my radio. You want me to hear them pushing stuff together, pushing the material together? But I'm telling you, these are great flags. They're well made. Some of you have already won a few. Some of you already bought a bunch of them. I would love to get an email from you telling me how much you enjoy the flag, like the flag, that it's the quality I said it was, because it is the quality I said it was. You can find them up on my website, or, and you, if you're listening, you guys see, this is why you get to listen to commercials for once in a while. Some of them are really good, right? GraceAlley.com, that's GraceAlley.com. You'll find the flag and polls and all kinds of other stuff. Anyway, so Comey, the leaker, now see, that's why I said it before, when Sam Sorbo was on earlier, and I said, look, they use a different dictionary. You know, it's like when your kids were teenagers, right? My kids would say, you know, they want some dinero. They want, you know, they're using words I've never heard before. And I'd say to them, if you want money, if you want the car, you have to use language I understand, or you get nothing. You get to go nowhere, you get nothing, you don't get to use the car, you don't get any money. It's really that simple. Talk to me in a language I understand. These guys don't. And again, as I said before, they were the biggest bunch of thugs when they had control of the White House. And nobody seemed to care then. Why? Because their team was winning. Come on, just be honest about it. Their team was winning. It made them happy. Everybody, you know, whatever. And that's just wrong. We all know that's wrong. See, I don't have a problem, believe it or not, I don't have a problem losing as long as I lose honestly. As long as I lose and the other team didn't cheat and they didn't get an advantage. So Comey was being, not interrogated, but actually, which is weird, on CNN with Anderson Cooper being asked actual questions that make sense, and his feet were being held to the fire. And he didn't like it.
As a private citizen, I was not an FBI employee at that time.
But it was an internal document.
So he says when he gave the document, he was a private citizen. So if I, as a private citizen, had a document from the FBI that had classified information on it, and I gave it to somebody else, do you think I'd be doing a show here tonight? Anybody?
And it was a document you had written while you were FBI director. That is a leak. I mean, if you tell somebody, don't give them the document, but tell them what's in the document, that's still a leak, no?
Well, not to get tangled up in it, I think of a leak as an unauthorized disclosure of classified.
Nobody asked you what you thought. What does the law say a leak is? Right? What is the stereotypical definition of leaking information from the government? Can you answer that? Probably not.
Classified information.
Really? That's it?
That's how I thought about it as FBI director. We investigated leaks. So unauthorized disclosures.
In your memo, when you said that when the president said he was eager to find leakers and would like to nail one to the door as a message.
I said that.
Shouldn't you be nailed to the door then? I mean, aren't you a leaker? Aren't you a leaker? I mean, you.
No, he's not a leaker. Don't you? Come on, Anderson. According to his definition of what a leaker is. And then Anderson, God bless him, nails him anyway, again. Nails him from a standpoint of saying that the leaker should be nailed to the door, which I thought was wonderful. You know? Anyway. It's great. Here we go.
You gave up a document that was released to the New York Times, information from that document released to the New York Times. I know you say it's not classified, but plenty of people leak non-classified information to reporters, and the White House and the FBI gets upset about it.
He's got no answer. He doesn't know what to do at this point. Right? That's exciting. He has no clues of what to do at this point. I mean, here you have the head of the FBI, the head honcho, the guy that's supposed to have all the answers, if you would. And at this point, he's got nothing. He doesn't know what to do. Do you realize that the FBI, director of the FBI, can classify, and in a lot of cases, declassify, that's always fun, classify and declassify information. I don't know if you knew that. So, as the head honcho, you would think that he would know what was classified and what wasn't. And then when he got fired, still having that information and be willing to give it away, what does that tell you? He really thought he was above the law. He really thought he was above everybody else. That should scare you to no end. And even if you're on the left, that should scare you too, because if they found one FBI person, they found many, obviously, on the left, to break the law, to skirt the law, to stamp on the law, to urinate all over the law, what makes you think the right can't do the same thing? What makes you think that the right won't do the same thing at some point in time? Don't you think that you're going to get the right, you're going to get some people on the right so frustrated? Now, here's the other thing. You call us a bunch of thugs. You call us liars and cheats. You're all upset about Donald Trump lying, but yet Holder, Obama, Mrs. Clinton, Comey, you should go down a list and keep going? They all lied, and they admitted to it, basically. Although they call them mistruths and misspeaks and that kind of stuff. And the funny thing about it is that Mrs. Clinton lies so much to her, the lies she tells are the truth she tells are lies. Very, very confused lady. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, Bill Clinton's alleged rape victim has been tweeting, making him very uncomfortable, I'm sure. you know, this whole Me Too movement, as real as it is, because I believe, you know, a portion of it's real, not all of it, but as real as it is, why? We're still in love with the Clintons. Well, not we, but the generic we. And you can say they're waning in the Democrat Party, but I don't buy that. He's still getting involved in invited places. Now, on Wednesday of this week, the 40th anniversary of the day that the woman that Bill Clinton allegedly raped, brutally raped, forcibly raped, Juanita Broderick, she tweeted out, and beautiful, she did a great job. She probably took lessons from President Trump. She tweeted out a series of tweets during the timeline of how it happened, which I think is funny. I mean, and I don't mean funny, haha, you know that. She sat there and had to think this through, and she had to relive this whole thing again. And I hope that he was reading them, sweating his buns off, especially now after what happened to Bill Cosby. Now, Bill is now no longer an alleged sexual assaulter. He's now been a convicted sexual assaulter. Now, I heard a guy today ripping him up. Somebody from the black community said, you know, his show now means nothing. I don't buy that. I'm sorry. The show is not Bill Cosby. Yeah, his personality, he was the lead role. But the principles in that show, the things that that show stood for, the things that that pushed out there were real and can really happen. And it shouldn't be flushed because of him. Juanita Broderick started Wednesday morning saying, on this morning 40 years ago, my life changed forever. I was brutally raped by Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton. I spent the majority of my life trying to forget it. When you come back, we'll go through the rest of this horrific horrific incident when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, time that you're working through it, time that you're keeping me straight here. Oh, I see the comments you make. I see how you make fun of me at times. I can live with it. I had teenagers. I can live with just about anything. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. And, you know, you got to get involved in the conversation. It's the only way you really know, you really understand what's going on. You know how other people think. You know what I'm saying? So we were going through in the last segment, Bill Clinton's... It's too bad they have to call it an alleged rape, because we have story after story after story from women who did this. Now, in any other group, every one of those women would have been given credibility. I mean, we're all Roy Moore's people. We're all the people that all the women that accused President Trump and others. I mean, we go down a whole list. Where are these women? Why isn't Gloria Allred taking? I mean, if she really cared about women, why isn't she taking them on? So what happened on Wednesday, which was the 40th anniversary of the day that Juanita was raped, she started tweeting out how it went down. And what really, really, really has got her irritated is how much attention she's never gotten. Right? I mean, there's been a deaf ear turned on Clinton's accusers for decades. When it comes to Donald Trump's accusers, they're all over it. And for less egregious things, for claiming that he grabbed somebody, for claiming that he groped somebody. Now, one of the most vocal ones, Juanita Broderick, she's been shouting from the rooftops for years that Clinton raped her. And Hillary attempted to silence her. Right? The media's ignored them all. Very little time, but ignored them all for the most part. Broderick recently pointed out that she still hasn't heard her name mentioned by, well, the likes of Oprah. Right? She can tell the story. She's just going to keep going. I hope Juanita doesn't stop till the day her heart stops. Seriously. Let's keep it out in front of people. Let people remember and know what this guy did. So anyway, she tweets out that it was the 40 years ago that my life changed forever. I was brutally raped, by Arkansas AG Bill Clinton. I spent the majority of my life, the most powerful man in the state rapes her. What's she going to do? She said she spent the majority of her life trying to forget and then watching the evil thrive and then day after day after day with the two of them rising to power. She said it was on 424-78 around 6 o'clock at night. Norma Rogers, my nursing director, and I left the Van Buren and drove to Little Rock for a nursing seminar. We checked into the Camelot Hotel. At approximately 8 o'clock, I called Bill Clinton's campaign office. I was given another no to call. Another no, and then... That's a no.
It's an abbreviation for no.
What is that all about?
Old school.
That must be really old school. I was given another number to call, and he answered it. I told him I had brought the information we had discussed 3 weeks prior when he visited my nursing home on a campaign tour. I asked if we could come to his office on our lunch break. Bill replied, hey, I won't be in my office that day. And he said he could come to the Camelot shortly and meet me. He said he would call me when he got to the coffee shop. I love this. I love that she's putting these out piece by piece by piece. I told Norma the plan. She went on to the seminar to sign us in. I told her I'd be there as soon as I left the coffee shop. I waited for the call. In short time, the phone rang. Bill Clinton said he was at the coffee shop, but it was very crowded. And then said, can we have coffee and discuss this in your room? I was nervous, but he was the attorney general, so I agreed. After the coffee arrived, there was a knock at the door. I opened it up, and there stood Bill Clinton in sunglasses. I ushered him in to the table, poured him a coffee, and began to talk about the info I had brought. Billy Bob only had one thing on the mind. That's my words. He motioned for me to come to his side of the table and was pointing out the window. I walked to where he was to look. He said it was an 1-800 jailhouse that he wanted to restore when he became governor. As he pointed to it, he put his arm around my shoulder and I backed away. He then grabbed me and started kissing me. I was so startled and as shocked, I told him no. When I realized he was not taking no for an answer, I began to scream. That's when he began to bite my upper lip. Every time I screamed. He then shoved me backwards onto the bed. After 40 years, I still am emotional and tearing up at remembering what happened. Remembering the forceful, brutal rape by Bill Clinton. Afterwards, I was sitting up on the side of the bed crying. He simply straightened himself, very cold, and casually walked to the door, put on his sunglasses into me, motioning to my swollen and bleeding lip, you better put some ice on that. And he left. Come on. Where's the Me Too ladies? Again, remember, those were all accusations. Nobody's proved any of the recent Me Too. There might be a few, but for the most part, nobody's proved any of them. Can't she be part of the Me Too movement? When I did not show up for the seminar, Norma became worried, returned to our room looking at me. It was less than an hour after the rape. I was lying on my bed, still confused in a state of shock. When she knocked on the door, I had locked it after he left. I opened the door when I saw it was Norma. When she saw it was me, I began to cry. I told Norma everything. She got ice for my mouth, helped me change my torn clothing. She asked me what I wanted to do. I replied, I just want to go home. We packed everything up and left. Right? Still not much, I don't know, exposure on this? Why not? Is it because it's Billy Bob? I want to know. I mean, why? Is it because it's Bill Clinton? See, there is a double and triple standard, actually. Right? There's the peasants like you and I. We can't get away with anything, almost. Even if it smells like it's wrong, we have to explain what our actions are. Then there's the basic elected types. Congressional, Senate, some of their workers or whatever. They get away with a lot, too. A lot. And then there's the Clintons. And the Holders. And the Obamas. Who everybody's afraid to nail. I'm sorry. Look at, what else is it? Hillary Clinton lied. She took classified material, sent it off to Uma's laptop, or wasn't even Uma's laptop, it was her scumbag husband's laptop. And then what they do with it? They had the cleaning lady go get it off the laptop, print it up, and put it in a file somewhere. Classified information. You and I would have been put in jail in a heartbeat over that. Remember the sailor, Saucier? Saucier. Remember the sailor? Went to jail. Was put in prison. Because of pictures of him, not of what was in the submarine. That was not his intent. See, isn't that what Comey said about Clinton? It wasn't her intent for the classified information to go to the wrong places. He's a sailor, proud about being in a submarine. Took a picture, a couple of selfies of two of them. I don't know what the Soviets or the Russians or whoever could have got off those pictures. They were on a very old cell phone. My understanding was it was an old analog-style cell phone. And matter of fact, he didn't even have a charger for it. It died. He went and got a new phone. That one got thrown away. I guess he didn't smash it up or drill it or hammer it like they did with the laptop hard drives of the people affiliated with the Clintons, Mrs. Clinton especially. It's just amazing. It's what I keep telling you guys. They don't want equality. They don't want equal choice, equal rights. They don't want equal opportunity. They want control. They're going to decide what you do. They're going to decide what's right or wrong. They're going to decide what's real and not real. Who gets prosecuted and who doesn't? You know, again, until we drain this swamp for real, until we get the people that Trump needs behind him for real, until we get real conservative Republicans in there, in D.C., because there's very few Republicans in D.C. right now. But until we get real conservative Republicans in there, he's going to have this fight going on for the next 3 years. And if you want to see somebody slowed down by an impeachment process, and I think some of the old-time Dems are afraid of this. They don't want this to happen. But you give either one of those houses, especially Congress, to the Dems, it's all over. That man will be fighting impeachment for the next 3 years. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live. Give me your email address. Read the stories. Let me know what you think about the show. And give me your money. That helps, too. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.